We continue in our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming to chapter 29, beginning at verse 13. We'll read to the end of the chapter. You'll find it in the Pew Bible on page 750. Now, in this passage, Isaiah continues his accusations against Israel and Judah in the late 8th century B.C., and we have really the heart of the matter here. The real issue he's having to deal with is their lips act like they're worshiping him, while their hearts are far from him. And that is what Isaiah says. These people draw near with me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And he goes on to say they act as if I don't even exist. And their leaders are cooking up evil plans as if there actually wasn't a God. You think about that in our time. How powers are cooking up conspiracies. They're just lying. They're doing evil things as if there was no God. But here's the church doing that, as it were. Old Testament Israel, as if he did not see. He says they've got the whole potter-clay analogy backwards. I'm the potter. They're the clay. I'm not the clay. That's what he says. Now, what God says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do something wonderful. And we expect him to say, I'm going to really judge them good this time. Well, he's going to get to that a little bit. But he says, what I'm really going to do is I'm going to send forth my son. I'm going to send forth the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to show them that there is spiritual reality. Isn't that what our generation needs? If there's hypocrisy, if there's outward show, if there's nominalism, what God will do is he'll show the real thing. That's what we're to be, the real thing, not just our lips. The liturgy is great, but it's not the liturgy. It's the people and our hearts and our faith and the glory of God's grace in our midst. And he uses New Testament language. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the meek shall obtain fresh joy, the poor shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. He ends by saying, you know, poor Jacob, it's his covenant people, it's his offspring, and I'm sure he's ashamed, but he's not going to stay ashamed. Because I'm going to save by grace. Isn't it wonderful that God's ultimate answer to sin and evil and injustice is not merely judgment, it's salvation. He will show the fruits of his hands. He will show what people have been missing. Why would you miss out to a salvation from a God like this? Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 13. And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men, therefore, behold, I will again do wonderful things with this people, with wonder upon wonder, and the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the discernment of their discerning men shall be hidden. Ah, you who hide deep from the Lord your counsel, whose deeds are in the dark, who say, who sees us, who knows us? You turn things upside down. Shall the potter be regarded as the clay, that the thing made should say of its maker, he did not make me? Or the thing formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to nothing, and the scoffers cease, and all who watch to do evil shall be cut off. Who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall no more be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale. For when he sees his children, the work of my hands, in his midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.